Malachim Aleph Perichas Pasuk Chaf Ches. Shlomo HaMelech continues his tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying the Beis HaMikdash has been built, but it's not a place that will contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a house of prayer. Ki Veisi Beis Tfilo Yikarei L'chol Ho'amim, as we say during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening, and during Slichos. Ufonisa El Tfilas Avdecha. So turn to the prayer. So tefillah is a prayer, a specific tefillah of your servant, vel techina so Hashem Elokai, and to his supplication, his techina. So tefillos and techinos are separate things, and one covers ground that the other doesn't. And just looking for the particular reference, the Mefarshim don't really get into the difference directly between a tefillah and a techina, but we say them both. L'shmoa el harina vel ha'tefillah. Now, this is a famous chorus. L'shmoa el harina vel ha'tefillah. That's the first night of Slichos. If you're awake enough at 12:45 a.m. to say that, to hear, to listen to the cries, the rina or the cries, vel ha'tfila, and the prayer, asher abdecha mispalel lefanecha hayom, that your servant prays before you this day. Rina, crying, is crying out sometimes in joy, sometimes in pain, sometimes for help. Some say rina is singing Hashem's praises. So if I struck out on trina a little bit, but at least rina I got pretty good. And showing that he's putting out the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before his own, the person, his or her own, the person who is davening. So this is not flattery. This is not hot air praises like a temporal person would be, like your supervisor or your boss or a president, where you're trying to puff them up. No, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appreciate and to show your appreciation for all the wonderful things HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And when he davens, Hashem listens and says, here is a person who appreciates the chesed that I do for him every day. So if I grant his request, he will give Hakaras HaTov for this bracha just like he does with all the others. Somebody who ignores HaKadosh Baruch Hu until he's in deep trouble and begs for help sometimes might receive an answer. But if you make demands without thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the blessings he gave you in the past, that's a little peremptory, that's a little chutzpahdik. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers how often we gather B'tzibur to ask. I think that's a reason why this particular pasuk is the chorus in the Pizmon that we say the first night of Slichos. L'shmoel harina velatfilo is a reminder to us of what we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a reminder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of how much we've done the previous year to try to express our appreciation for everything that he gives us on a daily basis. Pasuk Chav Tes, Lios Ein Necha Pesuchos El Habayis Hazel Laila Vayom, to have your eyes open to this house night and day. So always keep an eye on us here at the Beis HaMikdash. El HaMakom Asher Amarto Yihyeh Shemisham, to that place that you said, my name will be there. L'shmoa el ha'tefila, to listen to the tefila, the prayers, asher yispal el abdecho el ha'makom hazeh, that your servant will pray to this place. So we're going to pray. It technically means at this place, ba'makom hazeh, but el ha'makom hazeh is what we've had for 2,000 years. So at least we get that as well. Lamed v'shamata el t'chinas abdecho ve'amecho Yisrael. And you will listen to the supplications. This is the tchina again of your servant and your people, Klal Yisrael. Asher yispalalu el ha'makom hazeh, that they will pray at this place or to this place. Again, el ha'makom. Ve'ata tishma el makom shivtecha el ha'shamayim. And then you will hear in the place of your dwelling in the heavens, v'shamata v'salachta. And you will hear and you will forgive. So tefillah, here's a little bit on tefillah and tchina. Pity that we didn't have it before when I was making a fool out of myself. That a prayer can sometimes be specifically requests. or a general term for tefillah, praises, thanks, what we include in all of our davening. Some say tefillah can mean a vidui, confessing averos, and our lowly state, and how helpless we are, and how dependent we are on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lehispalel comes from the word pilel, meaning to judge. So we judge ourselves and admit our shortcomings, and we open our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, tchina from chanein is a favor or a free gift. Limtochein be'enav, to find favor in someone's eyes. So now we're asking for something not just as a reward because of zechusin, but as a favor in kindness, generosity from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So lehischanein, to beseech, to supplicate, means we know we don't deserve it, but we're begging you for it anyway. So we have the tefillah, the prayers, the tchina, the begging for favors that we don't necessarily deserve, and the rina, which are any number of things, the praises, the cries, the attempts to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise Him, as well as ask for what we need, because He is the one who will provide it and will show that we appreciate it.